Chris Smith, Shambles Guru, and I'm in Adelaide in Australia, down under. We're not standing on our heads, so the rumours are not true. People in Australia do stand on their feet. And I'm with a group of teachers in a training centre in Adelaide. Oh, and the training centre name is?
IVC.
I don't think they'll hear that.
IVC.
Okay, hopefully you heard that. And just to prove that there is more than one other person in the room, I'm going to ask the teachers to make a bit of noise. Brilliant. And we're going to have just a 60-second or 120-second interview of a library. I've never interviewed an actual library building before. Could you tell us your name?
Kingston.
Kingston Library.
Yes.
And where are you?
300 kilometres south of Adelaide.
And you're quite young.
Yes, we're only 2 weeks old.
So what's it like being a young library?
There's a few teething problems, but generally most people think we are pretty fantastic.
What about conception and birth? Was it painful?
It was exceedingly painful. It took over a year for us to be born, and it has taken about the last 4 weeks to enable us to walk.
Okay, and but you're still very young. You can walk already.
We are walking already, with support.
The only young library with a Zimmer frame. So you're an Australian library.
Yes, we are. We're a school and community library.
So what makes an Australian library different from a library anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, we're upside down.
No. Yeah, too easy answer.
Responding from the audience. Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay, let's change that one. Let's say, okay, libraries have different areas in them often that designate different areas, one where there's books, one where there's other things. Tell us about the different parts of, I suppose I'm asking you, tell me about different parts of your body.
Okay, well, we're basically split into two because we have a community side of our library, which is for the public, as well as a school side. And within each of those two zones, there are other parts. So we have computers for our public. We have computers for our school students. We have books, DVDs, magazines, both for our community users and for our school students. Something that is new in our library that we've never had before is a coffee machine and a toilet. So that's fantastic.
A toilet. It's not a private librarian's toilet, then.
No, it's not even a private toilet because currently there is no soundproofing in it.
Is it a unisex toilet?
Yes, it is.
No. Is it for students or for teachers?
Currently it's only for community people because it is the library staff who have to clean it.
Oh.
So no students aren't going in there.
Okay, I've one last question. I'd like to talk a lot longer, but one last question is, why would students want to go to you are the library. Why should students visit you?
Because we're a fantastic, friendly place that's alive and happening.
Alive and happening? But there must be something to do there.
They can watch TV inside of us. We've got a couple of interactive whiteboards. We've got books, DVDs, music, games, lots of computers.
You should have said this at the beginning. It sounds fantastic. And you have free toilets.
Yeah, but not for the students.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'd love to talk more, but we have to stop there because of time. We've been going for 4 minutes, which is longer than I'd hoped for. Joe, I thank you very much. And if listeners wanted to find out more information about yourself, where would they go?
To www.kingstonlibrary.com.au.
Thank you very much.